setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to The Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Hope you are having a good week. You're making progress. And if you're not, welcome to the journey. There are some weeks where just hanging on, hunkering down is progress because so many people will quit. So many people never start. So you got this. Hang in there. We're going to dive in today and get to the phone shortly. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. I want to start off today with a bit of a heavy reminder. It's a little heavy, but I hope that it is a big, giant nudge. So what do people reflect on when they're in their final days? Now, not everybody gets to choose, right? The scenario where you've got time to pull family and friends together and say, hey, my time is coming soon. And we don't all have that. None of us get to choose, rather, right? None of us get to choose that, but not everybody has that opportunity. And so I read something once. There's a powerful, powerful journal, if you will, on the reflections of those who were facing eternity. Their time was winding down. What did they reflect on? What were their regrets? And we can learn a lot from regrets so that when we get to the end of our journey, we're reminiscing. So what were the top five? This is from a journal, a blog post from a nurse who was a hospice nurse. And so I'm just going to read briefly the top five. The number one most common regret on deathbeds was, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself. In other words, I wish that I had done what I was born to do. I wish that I was me. I wish that I really lived out what I was supposed to do. This was the most common. Dreams unfulfilled in the nurse's notes. Reminiscing didn't happen. It was all regret. I had this dream and this dream and this dream, and I didn't pursue it. Number two, I wish that I had not spent so much time at work, working long hours. They chose work to maybe dull some pain or to chase maybe a status that had nothing to do with significance. So they didn't turn it off. It was never enough. And the sacrifice, their relationships. Their relationships. Third, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. I love this one in that this is a wake-up call for us to, first of all, own and acknowledge our emotions and then share those emotions, not just with others, but ourselves. What are you really feeling? Why are you feeling that way? Because this is tied into, I believe, all of this, but really number one, which is I didn't pursue my dreams. Because you shut your emotions down. You shut your heart down. Number four, I wish I had stayed in touch with friends. Boy, this is relationships, relationships, relationships. I wish I had gone deeper with friends. Number five, I wish I had let myself be happier. Now, this was interesting. Fear of change is what came up. Had them pretending to others, telling themselves they were truly content with where they were, but deep within, they longed for more. They longed for more. Folks, living on purpose is going to drive joy, which is next level and happy. Happy is a fleeting emotion. Joy is what they're talking about here. And what they're really experiencing is sorrow, that they didn't live a life that they were meant to live. They didn't contribute the way they wanted to contribute. You heard it all through here. Professionally, relationally, they didn't contribute the way that they knew they were supposed to contribute. So the exercise here, if this is what people are saying on their deathbed and you are now alive and you have a chance to make some changes, do it. Do it. You won't regret it. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Nick in West Palm Beach, Florida. Nick, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
How you doing, Mr. Ken?
I am living the dream, sir. How can I help?
Okay. Mine's, it's a little complicated question, but basically, I'm a firefighter paramedic. I have a side job, as we all do. I only make a third of what I make at the fire department on my side job. Mama stays home with the kids. I have three to four years left till I can actually collect retirement. I'm 42. I'm not all that happy. It's not all that fulfilling at work. It's things that are outside of my control. I'm happy with the job. I like serving people. My side job, I serve people. Eventually, I want to leave the fire department in 4 years and serve people being a Dave Ramsey coach. If I retired today, just left the fire department, I'm 42. I would not be able to collect a pension until I'm 55, and that's just poor financial planning on my part, versus if I left in 4 years, then I can collect my pension. So what I struggle with is staying with it, running it out for 4 years, or even now and trying to find continuing with my side gig or find something else that's going to make me just as happy.
Yeah, so
I already know the answer, but I just kind of want to hear your take on it as well.
Oh, okay. Well, then why don't you tell me what the answer is, and then I'll tell you if I think it's the right answer.
My thoughts, and I've been over this a million times in my head, is to grind it out for the 4 years, and after that, I'll be very close to EDM, and then I can do what I want and choose to serve people any way I want to instead of leaving now and then just something I have to do in order to pay the bills and feed the kids and whatnot.
And how much do you love your side hustle?
I actually like it, but it's very physically demanding on my body.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy it.
What is it? Give me 20 seconds on it.
Oh, I clean pools. I make pools pretty.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. You're doing pretty well with this. You get this thing going to a point where you could hire some help to do that, and you're the face. You're making sure the customer's happy, but you don't have to do all the physical labor going forward. True or false?
True.
Yeah. Hey, dude, your answer's right. You so beautifully laid it out, and I would take the word grind out of your vocabulary, and I'm not trying to be I'm not trying to be cute and cheesy. I'm just telling you got to stop looking at it as a grind. You got to start going, man, this is awesome. Whew. This is setting me up to be an everyday millionaire, setting me up to be able to step into doing something I love, being my own boss, giving me all kinds of freedom. Man, am I grateful for this gig.
Absolutely. I'm very grateful. Some days it gets harder and harder.
I know. So I'm just telling you, that's all you got to do. Head down for 4 years. It's going to go quick. Really pour your passion into that side hustle and the long-term plan there. Make that as enjoyable as possible. But absolutely. I love that plan. 4 years, this is a great financial decision, which allows you to absolutely maximize your purpose. You know that's what I'm all about. This is going to go from purpose, realizing it, to maximum impact, peak performance because of the financial freedom you're going to have. This is great. I am so proud of you, Nick. You're doing it the right way. You're going to do incredible things. Way to go, Nick. You got the plan, man. Walk it out. This is the Ken Coleman Show. You can climb the ladder and make a great living by doing work that's meaningful to you. That's why I wrote my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order now. If you're looking to grow, lead, and make an impact, this book is for you. It has the step-by-step plan to taking your career to the next level. Plus, if you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose today, you'll receive our Get Promoted bonus pack for free, which is $100 value. Pre-order now for only $20 and get over $100 in bonus items at RamseySolutions.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose. According to a recent study, 55% of Americans say they're looking for a new job this year. But of that group, most of them, about 50% of them, don't even know what it is they would look for. So you need a plan. That's why I wrote the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. So if that's you or somebody you know, this is a great book to recommend to them or give it to them. Christmas is around the corner. It's a great book. It's going to set them up for the new year. A lot of people making changes. From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love is the new book. I poured my guts out into this. It's a deep dive into the seven stages that we talk about here on the show. A lot of practical action in it. If you bought my Proximity Principle book, then you'll love this book. The Proximity Principle, quite frankly, was about people who knew what they wanted to do, and it was a deep dive on stage three, Get Connected. This book, so much more, much deeper. If you pre-order the book now, comes out November the 9th, you're going to get over $100 in free bonus items, like our resume templates and the video course on Get Hired, which will give you the edge, ebook, audiobook for free. It's an unbelievable deal. Text the word job to 33789. You're on the move right now. You're listening. Text the word job to 33789. Text the word job to 33789. Or you can go to kencoleman.com if you can remember that. That's easy enough. And you can get the book there. All right. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. Rebecca is up next in Fort Morgan, Colorado. Rebecca, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm living the dream, Rebecca. What are you doing?
I'm doing well and just working today as a teacher, which is my dream job. So
Yay.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
I'm actually calling about my husband. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to find ways to encourage him. He actually didn't know what he wanted to do until after we got married. And after about 5 years of marriage, he decided to go into law enforcement. And he spent 18 years as an officer on the street. And by the time his career ended, he was a sergeant and a SWAT team leader, and he did firearms instruction. And those seemed to be his sweet spot, and he seemed very fulfilled in that. His career did end, according, you know, just due to some crazy factors, and he resigned. And it was not a good circumstances that he resigned under. And that was about a year ago. Uh-huh. Since then, he's been working just a job. He is in construction, and he's a foreman, so he still has some leadership. He has a leadership position, which he's a natural born leader. But he definitely is not fulfilled. And he really has no direction. I don't know. I heard you say on the Ramsey show recently that, you know, when your career ends, either you get fired or whatever, that it's almost like losing someone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was really eye-opening to me. So we're in a transitional period. We just had our youngest child graduate from high school. And we're renting right now. So it's like the future is wide open, but
yeah.
What direction?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we are right now.
Okay, great. Has he shared any ideas, things he wonders about, or is he kind of coming across to you, even in his language, as though I just don't have the foggiest idea which way to look?
You know, before his career ended, Colorado had some laws that he just thought there was no way I can continue in law enforcement, and his body took the brunt, and emotionally too. You know, it was a very difficult job for him, but he had mentioned, you know, let's start to transition into something because I can't do this until retirement. So we'd kind of talked about starting a business, and but he doesn't really know what kind of business. So that's kind of the only hints that I have from him.
Okay, good. All right.
On that. So, yeah.
Okay, so. So I think that you've got two tracks that if he were on the phone with me, we'd kind of be looking at. One is the entrepreneurial track,
mm-hmm.
Okay, owning his own business, working for himself. The other track is this idea of leading. He loves leading people, is what I got from you in that setup.
Yeah.
Really enjoys leading people. And I also got that there were some difficult circumstances when he resigned. Is it anything that would, as he went forward and he was starting to apply and having conversations, maybe to work for somebody else in a leadership position, would it be something that came up and that was a stain?
I don't think so.
Okay, great.
No.
That's all I wanted to know. So mm-hmm. I think it's kind of like, so you want to encourage him. And so the key is yeah. you got to have conversations with him and ask questions, not questions that are like, what are you doing? You coming up with anything that's pressure filled? It's more like, where would you lead if you were going to get a leadership position in a small business or an industry and you were just going to lead a team of people? Does anything pop in your mind? Like, I'd ask those kinds of questions. Because he's got great experience. He was in leadership for the police force. That's mm-hmm. a pretty impressive resume, true or false?
That is true.
How yeah. long ago did he resign?
It's been a year.
Yeah, and so he's not working at all in that year?
No, he actually is working for a road construction company as a foreman, and the state paid for him to go and get his CDL license. So he actually has a trade, possibly, like, you know, as a truck driver, but for sure that's not his passion.
No,
but, you know, so he's a leader and driving a truck.
All right. I'm going to give you three questions to ask him. Okay.
Okay.
Now, is he going to be okay that you called the shows? Like, it wouldn't be weird if you said, hey, I called the Ken Coleman Show. I listened to this guy, and this is what he told me to ask you. Is that cool, or would that be weird?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it'd be fine. He'd laugh at me.
Okay, great. So here's three questions that he needs to answer. The first one is, who are the people I most want to help?
Okay.
Second question, what problem do they have or desire do they have? It's either a problem or desire. You tracking with me?
Yes.
And then the third question is, what's the solution to their problem or desire that I most want to offer them?
Okay.
Now that is going to get his head starting to move, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest to you that if he were on the phone with me right now, I could put him in a corner. And I'll bet you he's have more ideas than he shared with you. So what I'm counting on is that that's true. And so when he answers these questions, it's going to either go back to some of the ideas and it's going to go, oh, okay, there's something deeper. Because those three questions I just gave you to ask your husband reveal the heart.
Okay.
You see how that works?
Yeah.
When I ask myself, who are the people I want to help? My brain cannot help but to scan the world, literally, and go, well, I kind of want to help small business owners that are struggling with operations. I'm making all this up. I want to help single moms. I want to help women feel beautiful. It doesn't matter what the answer is, because that reveals something. Who are the people I want to help? So you first go, those are the people. Then you go, what's the problem or desire they have? Because it's either a problem or challenge or a desire. They want to look beautiful. They want a nice pair of shoes. Whatever it is. Or they've got nutritional issues. Everybody's got a problem or a desire. And when we look at that and we identify that, then we go, what's the solution to that problem? So all I'm doing is walking him through an exercise where he cannot avoid digging. And that's what he needs to do. That's what he needs to do here. That's the process. And so if you give him those questions and he wrestles with those questions and you're just a supportive wife to go, that's really interesting. And you help remind him of his talent, what he does well. And then what work he enjoys doing, he's going to see it. But I'm going to give you one step further. Those are the three questions. Amanda, let's give her an assessment, the Get Clear Career Assessment. This is why I spent 2 years building this assessment, which walks a person through what I would do with them on the air here. Talent, passion, mission. All they've got to do is answer the questions that me and our amazing team put together, and it's going to give him a report on his talent, passion, and mission. It's going to give him a purpose statement. It's going to point him in a lot of directions. I'm super excited, Rebecca. Have him take it. It's going to work. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear so you can get qualified. We help you get connected so you can get started. We help you get promoted so you can get the dream job to truly work like no one else. Income is there, but more importantly, the impact is what you have longed for. It's what you were created to do. That is give yourself away, the final stage. We want to help you no matter where you are. The audience is basically in three buckets. You either have not a clue, or you're really confused about what it is you want to do with your life, or you know what you want to do, but you're not quite sure how to get there, or you know what you want to do, you know how to get there, but finances, past failure, maybe even family holding you back. We can help you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Detroit, Michigan. Tony joins us there. Tony, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good afternoon, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Tony. What are you doing?
I'm actually living a nightmare, and I'm hoping you can wake me up.
Well, if you're living a nightmare, you're awake. We got you're like, ah! So we got to figure out what's causing all that. What's going on?
Yeah, well, right now I'm into computers. I'm 58 years old, and I feel like I've been doing the wrong thing for the past 35 years. And, like, you know, I've come to the realization that the reason it's been so hard to find another computer job is I don't want to do it anymore.
Of course. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. You can't even see it because you're so foggy. You can't see anything.
The whole process of trying to go for another computer job, every time I've gone for another computer job, it's been difficult. And like I said, I've just come to the realization as to why that might be.
Well, you already told us. You've been doing the wrong thing for 35 years. So the real question is, what's the thing that you wondered about maybe 35 years ago, maybe longer than that? You wondered about it, but for some reason you didn't go for it. Maybe somebody discouraged it accidentally. Maybe they did it on purpose because they thought they were protecting you. And all of a sudden, you wake up at 58 and you go, oh, now I know what's going on. Talk to me, Tony. What haven't you told me?
Well, you know, I've always had music in my background. You know, I like listening to music. I like playing. I'm a musician, so I like playing music. But as far as anything that's, you know, actionable or that can actually make me money, I really don't have a clue what else I would do.
Well, the good news is I have lots of clues, but we're not ready for clues yet because you've got to get to a place of belief. And I'm so glad you called me because I think, Tony, what's really going on is you had a really clear dream and it hasn't worked out. And you think that there's zero chance that you would have any possibility of income and impact in the area of music, and you've lost all belief. Is that true of you today?
It's possible.
You just told me. You just told me. You go, I can't figure out what I do. But you just don't believe it's even possible, do you?
Probably not.
Okay, you got to own this, man. I can't do for you what I'm going to try to do for you until you own it. The reason you can't think of ideas is because you don't believe it's possible. So, here's the deal. I want you to be really honest. I mean, really, really honest, and don't worry about how it sounds. And I want the quick answer, not the meandering, you know, stuff that happens to people when you're in a serious, serious place of disbelief. So, way, way back, you're a musician. I love that you own that. What was the dream? Tell me. I mean, big
to be a pro musician.
There we go. And so you haven't been. So now you go, I had this passion, this dream to be a professional musician, and it's gone. That's gone. Maybe so. But if I love the game of basketball, Tony, I'm going to have you coach me up. I'm going to flip the whole role now. You're the coach. You're the host of the Tony Show. And I call in and I say, Tony, I'm 47 years of age. I always loved basketball. Basketball is my dream. I love it. All I ever want to do is play basketball. The problem is I'm 5'8 and I can't jump. And I was okay. I'm never going to play NBA. My dream of being in basketball, the game of basketball, is over. Help. What would you say to me?
Well, in that particular case, you have physical limitations that would keep you from being in the NBA.
Yes, but what you didn't say is that my physical limitations keep me from playing, or for being in the game, being in the profession. You've got all these technical skills, don't you? All these computer skills, don't you? And you got a ton of experience with computers and all that technology, don't you?
Yes.
Just wondering if there's any kind of technology experience and skill that is used in the music industry.
I'm sure there's a bunch.
What? Are you sure? Tony, are you serious? You're telling me there's people that know how to work with computers and they're helping involving the production of an album, whether it's being recorded or they're involved in technical stuff that goes on with a live concert. Are you sure about that? You sure that technology is involved?
I'm fairly sure about that.
I don't know. I'm not sure I believe it. Tony, I'm being ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. You have all kinds of skill and experience that is transferable to the music industry. And while you may never be a music star as a performer, you could be a star in the music business and being a part of creating great art. Do you see that, Tony?
I'm sure it's possible. I would have no idea how to get there.
I'm not talking about how to get there. I'm just talking about there. You're already going into doubt and disbelief again. You sound like Eeyore.
I can't find my tail. Never going to find my tail.
Tony, I'm going to ask the question again.
Okay.
Do you have the skill set from your vast amount of time in technology? And do you have the experience that could be transferable to the music industry in a technical job? Great.
Yes.
Okay. That's what we got to establish first. You got to believe that. By the way, I think Tony thinks I'm trying to Ted Lasso him right now. Tony, have you seen Ted Lasso?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Actually.
You need to watch it. Because you think I'm just being positive Pollyanna right now, but I'm not. You've got to realize that it's possible. So now you go, okay, so how do I get in there? So you start hanging around with people in the music industry. You know a lot about the music industry and where these people are hanging out. True or false, Tony?
Actually, at the moment, no.
Okay, well, then you need to figure it out. Where are the recording studios in Detroit, Michigan? Where are the production companies that are getting paid really well to put on concerts? Where are they? And if they're not in Detroit, are you willing to move outside of Detroit, Tony?
That's a possibility. I'm married, so it would have to be a conversation with my wife.
Yeah, don't you think your wife would love for you to be happy and successful?
Yes.
Don't you think you might be a better husband if you were alive during 40 hours of your week and you brought that home as opposed to Eeyore?
Yes.
This is big stuff, dude. You're 58. I'm pushing you really hard today because you're 58. You've got time, but you better bust it. So here's the deal. I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, which is all about connecting. Okay?
I actually have that on audiobook.
Have you listened to it?
Yes, I have. I listened to it when I got it about a year ago.
Good. Well, go back and take some notes and do what I tell you to do. Here's your number one assignment. Truthfully, you've got to get around people that are in the music industry and specifically tech people, guys that are running soundboards, guys that are, you know, setting up technology and computers and servicing computers. Maybe you get a computer, maybe you get a technology job where your job is to go in and help fix computer issues for a recording studio or producers. And you get in the door that way and they realize you're a junkie and that you got some serious talent. It's called the Proximity Principle, Tony. I wrote an entire book about it and you already listened to it. Don't tell me you don't know how to get there. Get busy, man. Time's ticking. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. I like that bump music. Feels like maybe I'm headed to the Roxbury tonight. Oh, some people don't even get that reference. That's the Night at the Roxbury, based on the popular Saturday Night Live skit. I can just see the head bouncing back and forth there. Fantastic on so many levels. Love that. Oh, gosh, that's funny. Woo, 844-747-2577. If I tried to do that move, my neck would go out in about 5 to 7 seconds. It'd just be totally kink in the neck for the rest of my life. It'd be unbelievable. I don't advise that. 844-747-2577. Let me tell you what I do advise. If you're in the Great Resignation or you're thinking about it and you're looking, you need to be signing up for free with the number one hiring site in the United States, ZipRecruiter. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken because they've got the best process that is painless. It's enjoyable even because you're getting updates from them. It's not the crickets like it is when you apply for everything else. So go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. And it takes moments, just moments, to fill out a profile and let them start working for you. They give you updates all along the way when someone looks at your profile, when they ask for your information, when they like your profile, all of that. And it's free. It's the best way to get hired. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, let's go to Melrose, Massachusetts. Adam is there. Adam, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So as a little bit of background, my wife and I got married this past June, and at the time she was working as an engineer, and she was kind of crushing it at her job, but she really didn't like it, was not dealing with stress very well. So we made the decision that she would leave engineering and pursue a certification to be a personal trainer and health coach, which is a field that she's much more interested in.
Okay.
We kind of took a leap as opposed to taking a step, so
uh-oh.
Now she's... Yeah, so she left the job pretty quickly as an engineer, and now she's stuck kind of working at a grocery store while she studies for the personal training certification exams that she wants to take.
Mm-hmm.
So at the grocery store, she's not really in her sweet spot, and it's kind of exhausting her, and she gets back home, and she's, you know, just kind of drained. So I just want to know if there's any way that you can think of where I can best support her and encourage her and kind of keep her focused on the dream job and putting the time in to get qualified.
How much more time? How much more time is it going to take for her to get qualified?
Probably just another 3 months, I would think, 2 or 3 months.
All right. And then what's the next logical or hopeful step for her then?
Just to kind of jump into the field, probably working at a health club or a gym training people.
Yeah. And you need her income right now. I'm guessing that's the only reason why she's at a grocery store.
Yeah, kind of. Like I'm over here working two jobs. She's working the one. And
how
and
much is she making?
Grinding.
How much is she making?
She brings home about $400 a week.
Yeah, you know, what's going on is she's ashamed. I think she's like, this is not for me. I don't think she looks down at people that work at grocery stores, but I think for her, coming out of engineering, and then she's on this path doing what she really loves, and I think it's just exhausting and draining because she's like, this is truly meaningless to me. I'm only here for a paycheck, and it is driving my soul out of my body. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's probably pretty accurate.
Yep. So I would, in this 3 month period, she's not making a whole lot of money. What's her hourly rate?
It's $15.50.
Yeah. I wonder if she can make that working for a big gym or something like that. That gets her in the space she loves to be in. Now she's
right.
She's wearing the clothes. She's serving, helping people. Even she's behind the front desk, for crying out loud. It doesn't matter. She's there. Do you understand what I'm saying? And she's in
right,
that environment. I mean, I think it's 3 months. So the way to encourage her is to go, hey, babe, I called Ken. And yeah, he said that this is, it's just a J-O-B. And it's kind of reminding you of how much you're not where you want to be. And you need something that's more enjoyable, that brings in some money, that keeps your heart in the game. And we got to protect her heart. So I love the idea of her working for a gym. My goodness, it's such a better environment. She's at least going to be in a place that she loves and has a connection to. That would be my
right.
practical advice, because we need her income, okay? But we also need to protect her heart and keep her heart healthy. And right now her heart's
right.
in danger. And it's going to affect her ability to come home and study. It's going to affect her desires to stay with it, because this is a journey. She's going to have to work for somebody else for a while. I'm guessing she eventually wants to work for herself, right?
Right, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Then there's a double bonus here. So bonus one is we keep the income and we protect her heart and we get her in a place where she loves being in the gym and seeing people exercise and eat healthy and all that stuff, right?
Right,
that's
right.
Bonus one. Bonus two is she's going to get paid to learn how to run a business that she wants to do for herself. She's got her head on a swivel. She's paying attention. She's asking questions. She's learning everything there is to know about running a gym and nutritional supplements and what the inventory looks like and how much it costs and all that stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the play, man. That's the play. And by the way, just one more idea. If it's not a gym, then maybe it's a nutritional company. You know, she's working in a healthy smoothie place that's doing consulting on dietitians. I don't know, dude. She knows the space.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, we made this thing way too difficult.
All right.
This is the best time to get hired.
Right.
Seriously. Right, exactly. How many gyms can you think of off the top of your head right now? Just tell me a number.
I mean, even just within walking distance of where we're living, probably four.
Yeah, I wonder if they're looking to hire people. I'll bet they are. And she's qualified. She's getting qualified. She's got a great story. They're going to love her. That's what she needs to do. That's how you encourage her. Give her ideas. Hey, and blame it on me. So we've had several spouses call. It feels like in the last week or two, we've had a lot of spouses call over the history of the show. If you're calling me anyway, then go ahead and go, hey, I called Ken. I listened to this guy. They may know about me already. Great if they do. But blame it on me. Go, here's what Ken said you should do. Then you get a little bit of a, well, I mean, I thought it was kind of an idea. What do you think? Because then if they don't like it, you go, well, I thought Ken was wrong too. I don't care. What do I care? It's good advice. If they don't take it, that's not my problem. So blame it on me. Happy to do that. By the way, we've also had spouses on before where, like, if you feel if your spouse is comfortable, we've had people on husband and wife at the same time, Amanda. Let's do it again. Because then it's like, then I get to really dig. But she should not be in a grocery store. There's nothing wrong with grocery store jobs. But there is zero connection to what she really wants to do. And so what's happening is it's just a J-O-B. And now you folks are starting to see why I talk about meaning. Because if you get there and you go, oh, I'm just stocking shelves or I'm doing this behind the cashier, and all she's thinking about is how far away she is from the dream. Versus put her in a gym, and by the way, she may be making the same amount per hour, still 3 months away from getting qualified, but watch what happens. If she's in a gym, the gap closes tremendously. Now she's not in a grocery store. She's going, oh, I'm helping this person. I had a great conversation here, and oh, I'm getting to meet other trainers, people that are further along than me, and oh, this is so much fun. I get to work out too. Yeah. She's in the entire environment that drives her. And so by being in that environment, the gap closes. She doesn't feel like she's so far away, you know? But in a grocery store, she couldn't be further away. In the gym, I'm not that far away. That is why by the way, she's going to learn. If she's got her head on a swivel and she's talking to the manager, going, hey, how do you do inventory? How do you decide which supplements to buy? How come there's only 20 of this on this shelf? Like, ask that question. They'll answer it. And oh, by the way, you just learned something. Oh, I didn't realize that. So what's the profit margin on these protein bars versus these shakes? If that's the business you want to be in, go get paid by somebody else to learn the ins and outs of the business. Oh my goodness. It's like a master's degree in running the business that you want to run. Fantastic. Thank you so much for the call, Adam. You're a good dude. Hey, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, remember this: you matter and you do have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey, good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.